today. We're recording this on Sunday, June 5th.
Yeah, Sunday, June 5th.
Sunday, June 5th, and that's actually a historic day.
Very important.
I'm glad it lined up.
So glad.
I'm so glad it lined up because on this day, 18 years ago.
18 years.
Former president Ronald Reagan tragically passed away.
Got fucking packed up.
Put on a t-shirt.
6 feet under.
Oh my goodness.
Former President Ronald Reagan, and I cannot express how much I love that this is happening during Pride Month.
Of all months.
Of all months. He is Pride dead month. During the month celebrating the group of people that he hated maybe the most.
That he damaged maybe the most.
Yeah, just the most vitriol and disgust towards.
That he let a fucking literal epidemic run through.
Without even mentioning it. His whole presidency. Except like one time.
I would argue that Pride parades, no matter where they are, whether it's Chicago, New York Pride, they should all go and march over Ronald Reagan's grave.
Yeah. Maybe this should also be like Mujahideen month, Contra month. This should also be Black History Month.
The working class month. Pretty much every group that he fucked over.
Memorializing the war on drugs month.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just everybody. Everybody gets their month right now because Ronald Reagan is dead. And that's something to celebrate. Out of all of the bad news we may throw at you, out of all of the sad things you hear day to day, all the just terrible headlines, at least you can be rest assured knowing that Ronald Reagan is dead and you're alive.
That's right.
That's right. For some of you listening, if you're young enough, maybe you never had to live while he was living. That is a gift.
That's insane. That I had to live
a gift from the universe.
Three long years on this earth while he was alive.
That's the worst 3 years of my life.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I know there's a reason I can't remember them. There's a reason I didn't gain consciousness until I was three.
Yeah, once he died, your consciousness unlocked.
On this day, 18 years ago.
And you could finally be free.
Exactly.
Free from his grasp.
I don't think it's a coincidence that my first memory is when I'm like 3 years old.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And the first thing you see on the TV is his funeral, and you're like, let's fucking go.
Beat my chest.
Worst president, and he's dead. Let's go. So reason to celebrate. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Head in the Office.
Exactly. I'm glad we can start this off on a happy note.
Exactly. Happy Pride Month. I hope you all are celebrating safely, of course.
Yes.
Expressing your love for others, for human beings.
True.
But being safe out there, because, you know, historically, police not very nice to the LGBTQ community.
Conservatives.
White supremacists. Not very nice. Hate groups. But we'll get into it.
A lot of people in positions of power.
Yeah.
Stay out of Ohio if you can.
Yeah, so be safe. Be safe, everyone. But happy Pride. Happy Pride. It's June. Before we get into the show, I got to remind you all, I'm tired of asking at this point.
Every single week.
Like, I'm
48 weeks in a row.
I'm demanding. Like, I am demanding
you pause the pod right now with intent to return later. And go and follow us on Twitter. If you're on our Patreon and you somehow haven't followed our other social medias and
that's kind of unacceptable.
And you're listening when the episode drops early on Sundays or early Monday.
Yeah.
Then you could head over to Twitter and take part in a little poll we got going on about Ronald. What is your favorite one of Ronald Reagan's
atrocities
that he's committed?
Terrible things that he's done.
You can go and you could be a part of history. You could commemorate that. You could memorialize him by doing that. Go to our Instagram. Enjoy the shit posts we post on our stories. You could go to the you're probably in the Discord, but you could join the Discord.
You could also go over to the YouTube, watch us in full video.
That's right.
You can go to our second YouTube account, Extras.
Wow.
And you can watch the live TikToks we've been doing. We got two of them up right now.
Two up. They're like
with
2 hours
with intent to
each.
Upload more.
So true.
It's free content. I mean,
with
come on.
With intent to upload more with a little bit of moderation in that chat. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. If you were there in that chat, we did that also during Pride Month. It was not very Pride friendly.
Not at all.
But we'll fix that just for you guys. And also go to the Patreon. You know, patreon.com/headintheofficepod. You can become a patron, get access to early episodes,
become
more exclusive content.
Investor.
Maybe some merch soon, maybe.
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 Just a little teaser out there.
If you are a patron, I may be entering production. I just got a big shipment of mugs in to make those Hitto mugs I teased in the Discord a little bit.
That's right. Today on the show, on the agenda today, we got to talk about a little bit about gun reform and a little bit of other nonsense that's adjacent to that.
Yeah.
We got to talk about elections because we got some updates. our boy Mamet.
Gotta talk about anti-LGBTQ actions during Pride Month.
Yeah, we do gotta talk about that.
If there's any time for them to ramp up, it's obviously now. Uh-huh.
And we got a brand new section for you guys of the show that I'm very excited to unveil, and I think will probably be commonplace in the show.
I think it's pretty in line with things we talk about every single week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But before we get into that, real quick, we got to read our 5-star reviews. If you want to help out the show, go over to Apple, leave a 5-star review, and we'll read it on this pod. We got two today, two whole ones. First one is subject line, I love this pod by Joel Bailey 2000. They say, I love this show. They say exactly what I'm thinking. I love hearing someone talk about how both Republicans and Democrats are in this country are too far right. Also, I'm from West Virginia, and I cannot stand Joe Manchin.
So sorry.
Just like me,
my
for real.
My deepest condolences to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're really being represented. I bet your interests are being represented in Congress.
For real.
The second one here in our last one.
Lengthy
subject line. Yeah, this is a really long one. I don't know if I can get through it. Subject line, great pod by Conley 96. Criminally underrated.
Thank you.
I agree. It is underrated.
Thank you.
Get your grandma on the pod. Show your grandpa the show.
Show your family the pod. Show your conservative extended family members the pod.
Whatever it is old people are doing nowadays, like, I don't know, fucking like bingo or going to brunch or something.
Yeah.
Bring the pod there. Share it with everyone.
And if
go door knocking. Canvas your neighborhood with
and
the pod.
And if they don't like it, if they don't understand, just call them lead brain and move on.
True. Yeah, you know you just got a ball of lead up there.
It's all the fucking lead paint from like the 60s that they've been huffing and puffing forever.
Their neurons
don't work
anymore.
It's the asbestos in the walls that just got to them.
Their neurons just don't function.
They're a lost cause.
Just a lead ball in their brain, honestly.
Kind of like my
favorite. We may have microplastics, but at least it's not lead.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Uh-huh. But getting right into the news today, we got to talk about some gun reforms first, or lack thereof, more specifically.
Yeah.
So last Thursday, Joe Biden, our president, held a press conference where he calls on Congress to basically take action on gun reform.
Enough.
More specifically, he's calling on Congress to ban assault weapons and ban high-capacity magazines.
Wow.
Pretty ambitious.
Wow.
He also advocated for, at minimum, for Congress to raise the buying age from 21 or to 21 from 18. Pass background check laws, pass red flag laws, and allow the government to take away guns from those that pose a threat to others.
I love how arbitrary the age 21 is.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't, what is it? Like, why? Like,
maybe it's just based off of a lot of the school shooters are, like, between 18 and 21.
Yeah, but then it's like you get into the drinking age, and it's like 21. Really?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's arbitrary, really, but I guess it's just in the hopes that it will decrease
the amount of these things happening.
I don't know if that would really do a whole lot, but I'm willing to try anything at this point.
No, absolutely.
Because, like, unlike the $15 minimum wage or Medicare for All, et cetera, those are things that I'm more, like, staunchly standing on the far left side for. I will take anything for gun reforms at this point because it's like it's lives saved. You know
if
what
you
I mean?
If you can pass any legislation that can stop someone from going and buying a fucking assault rifle in a day, just like day of and going to do something crazy like this, then I think I'm going to have to be for that.
Like if Congress was trying to pass like a $12 minimum wage, I might be like, don't vote for that because it's not good enough.
Too little.
But at this point, like kids are dying. You know what I mean? Like children are being killed. This press conference came off the heels of yet another mass shooting that was happening in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the same time, where a shooter killed four people inside of a medical center, specifically targeting his doctor that he blamed for his back pain.
Crazy.
So just some other psycho with a gun.
Wow.
The shooter also took his own life after the shooting. And then at the same time, there was another shooting happening in another medical center in another part of the country that just was going unreported because, you know.
That's crazy because there were five shootings that happened this weekend.
Yeah.
There was one in Chattanooga at a bar. 14 people got shot, 3 people died, and 3 people got hit by cars running away from the shooters. There was a shooting at...
That's why we need public transit.
Exactly. There was a shooting at an open house in Texas,
uh-huh.
and then there was another shooting in Philadelphia on like one of the popular streets in the entertainment district or whatever.
Yeah, I saw a news story about one that happened on Saturday, like Saturday night, I think, where 8 people were shot and 1 died.
I think that was
so that's pretty crazy.
The open house, okay. I think.
I don't remember where it was.
Honestly, there are just too many of them to keep track. Like, I barely found out about these until this morning when, like, the news came out about the Chattanooga one.
Yeah, yeah. In a speech, Biden referenced how basically nothing has been done after every school shooting, including, you know, Columbine, Sandy Hook, and the list goes on. And he said, of course, something needs to happen. This has to be different. You know, all the kind of liberal rhetoric you'd expect.
He's politicking.
Biden is, of course, literally powerless. unlike some economic issues, unlike things like student debt, he literally can't do anything about guns without Congress. So he can't do much.
Crazy. And the one thing, there's a representative from Virginia, Donald Bayer. He's talking about introducing a 1,000% tax on, like, AR-15-styled weapons. and he thinks that he can pass it through budget reconciliation. You know, because it's like a tax, it's a thing. It passed the Byrd rule.
Yeah.
So usually if things pass the Byrd rule, they can be passed through budget reconciliation. But I don't know. That one feels kind of weird.
It's a free market solution.
It's weird because, like, usually ARs cost anywhere from, like, $500 to $2,000.
Yeah.
So it's going to increase that price to $5,000 to $20,000, which would definitely stop a lot of these mass shooters from going and doing these things because a lot of them come from, like, poorer communities and they can just go and get $500 working for 2 weeks or whatever. They can borrow it from their mother or something.
Well, and a lot of the time, people are getting guns through loopholes, and that wouldn't close any loophole.
Yeah.
That just kind of, it just raises the cost, which, yeah, would deter some people from buying guns, but they would find a way to get them outside of having to pay $5,000 or whatever it may be.
It's like, because I don't know, could somebody sell an AR-15 secondhand to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, at this point, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it, I guess, but still, I just can't help but feeling weird about it, and I also can't help but feel like even that can't fucking pass, because Joe Manchin won't be for it. It'd have to pass 50-50. Every single Democrat would have to vote for it.
Yeah, no, I would be more in favor for measures that would just close loopholes and make it harder to get a gun that don't necessarily involve raising prices
on it. This is like, it's like the worst fucking solution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that even that won't be able to, like, it's the most milquetoast, absolutely doing nothing solution, and it still won't pass.
It's still just, it feels so weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, the Republican Party is pro-school shooting at this point, I mean.
on God.
You may be asking, though, what legislation is going to pass, or what's being considered at the very least? At the moment, there's one giant piece of legislation that's moving through the House that's going to do similar things to what Biden was calling for. Okay. It's called the Protecting Our Kids Act, which sounds like it's straight out of Florida.
No, literally.
And I kind of support that
sounds
messaging.
Like a DeSantis bill.
They're kind of just like co-opting their rhetoric, and I fully support
sounds
that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. It's a combination of 10 or so other bills that would target guns for regulation. And these other bills have been like considered and tossed around, but they haven't really had like the public support needed to move forward. So they just combined them all into one, and they're pushing for them right now. The bill includes, again, raising the age to 21, banning high-capacity magazines, and I think bump stocks or something like that. Okay. Background checks for ghost guns, crackdowns on the storage of guns, like how you have to keep them in your house, and also a few other things. I don't remember everything that was in the bill. But there was also another bill, I believe, to ban assault weapons, and there was another bill to allow, this might have been the same one as the assault weapons ban, but there was another measure to allow the government to hold weapon manufacturers accountable for these kinds of shootings.
Remove the liability shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But I don't think anything is going to pass.
Yeah, and even with a gun manufacturer one, that's kind of weird, because how do you hold them accountable for something like this? You know what I mean?
Because, like, obviously they play a role in everything that's going on, but because there's so little government regulation, they're just kind of doing what they're
like,
told.
It's,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
It's weird to say, but it's not the fault of the assault weapon manufacturer that the government allows them to legally sell these weapons to the people who do these shootings.
Right.
Like, it's so weird.
It's kind of like how in the law, billionaires can just find loopholes to not pay taxes.
Yeah.
But they're still doing it legally.
Yeah.
The problem is we got to close those loopholes and make them pay their taxes the same way we need to close the loopholes and regulate guns a little bit better.
Exactly.
Yeah, in California, there's a similar piece of legislation that's being proposed right now by Gavin Newsom. That looks like it may actually have a chance at passing.
Really?
Similar states have, or similar laws have been introduced in other blue states that might have a chance at passing. But again, as we've talked about, because there's no uniform, like, assault weapon ban or uniform gun regulation throughout the country, it makes it really easy to just to traffic guns back
and forth. I was going to say, I can't wait till someone who lives in California just drives to Colorado.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. And I want to make a note that, like, you hear a lot of the time the right wing will grift about, like, violence in South America or violence that's going on with gangs in South America, that kind of thing. A lot of the time, the guns in South America are made in the United States.
A lot of the time.
We just gave them.
We gave them to them.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. And it's a problem. It's become so much of a problem that, like, a lot of the times when gangs are being investigated by, like, U.S. authorities that are from South America, we find that they're just U.S. guns.
A significant portion.
Yeah.
So,
like, the countries around us, and we'll get into Canada in a little bit, too, but the countries around us are suffering because we refuse to regulate guns.
You love it. You gotta
love
it.
So next time you hear him complain about, like, MS-13, keep that in the back of your mind.
Next time you hear him complain about, if you don't like it, leave, you literally can't.
Yeah.
You can't escape the issue.
All this legislation, of course, is very unlikely to pass or just straight up not gonna pass.
Yeah, no.
Because the filibuster still exists. Manchin refuses to get rid of it, and it's not even clear that all Democrats would be on favor or in favor of all of these measures anyway.
Exactly. Even if they could pass with a simple majority, it's not clear if they'd want to get it done.
Yeah. It all comes back, of course, to the filibuster roundabout. So just moving in circles, Literally every issue comes back to the filibuster, whether it's like abortion, voting rights, this issue, $15 wage, literally everything.
You just can't fucking get anything done.
Yeah, yeah. Undemocratic institutions, gotta love it.
I love
this. And this isn't even just guesswork, because back in 2013, there was a bill proposed by Joe Manchin himself. Oh. A bipartisan bill, only got 54 votes. So, gotta love that.
It's like, consider like four votes in the Senate. I know the Senate isn't designed to proportionally represent, like, the population. Mm-hmm. Like, by nature, it's designed to not do that, right? But, like, four votes in the Senate, that is millions of people.
Yeah.
That is millions of people, supposed to represent millions of people. I feel like that should be enough.
I mean, I can't remember what the exact stat is, but isn't it something like the 50 Democrats in the Senate represent 18 million more Americans than the 50 Republicans in the Senate? Like, probably it's wildly like disproportionate. Yeah. Wildly, wildly disproportionate. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter, because democracy, not. Right?
So that's true. Democratic. And it's even in the chamber that's supposed to be proportionally represented,
yeah.
The House, just gerrymandered all fuck.
Yeah, every single
every
state.
Every single state.
In other news, China called for the UN to investigate the United States for inaction on gun violence.
That's cool.
Which is kind of crazy. It's like when the bad person that you don't like does something that's kind of right, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But they accidentally do something correct. You may be asking, you may be sitting right now thinking like, well, what are Republicans up to?
Yeah.
You know, because I always got to know what Republicans are up to.
Chilling.
They are right now apparently retaliating against sports teams for speaking out against gun reform rather than actually doing anything about gun violence. It's kind of like in between a break of complaining about doors in schools mm-hmm. and complaining about teachers corrupting our children, but also they need guns.
Exactly.
In between those two things, they're retaliating against sports teams. I say this. Because Ron DeSantis last week blocked $35 million of funding for a sports training and youth tournament complex that was going to be built in Pasco County and was also going to be used by the Tampa Bay Rays a new player development center.
It was going to be just like a good like community center for kids.
Yep.
For kids.
It was going to be a community investment. It was going to bring some economic development into the area. Kids were going to be able to use it. And the Tampa Bay Rays were going to come and like practice there.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. The facility, of course, was just going to serve as like a general athletic center
uh-huh.
that anybody could use. A good thing for a community, right?
a great thing for a community.
He vetoed the item, though, using his line item veto powers.
Which is insane.
And he said, quote, "I don't support giving taxpayer dollars to professional sports stadiums," which is probably a lie.
Oh, that's 100% a lie.
But why did he do it? The veto came immediately after the Rays spoke up about the Uvalde shooting, saying we need tighter gun regulations, posted a statement on Instagram, you know, the whole nine yards. And they also donated $50,000 to the Every Town for Gun Safety group.
Yeah.
Which is just a gun reform interest group.
It's like a nonprofit or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all they did.
Wow.
And Ron DeSantis used the power of the state to just fuck over Pasco County.
That's not very small government of you.
Not at all.
Ron DeSantis did a cancel culture. He also, I think it was, he threatened to fine the Special Olympics $27.5 million if they didn't drop their vaccine mandate.
That's ridiculous.
For the Special Olympics, dog.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're, what?
That's an immunocompromised population.
I know.
We know that it was cancel culture because DeSantis even said himself it was, quote, inappropriate to subsidize political activism of a private corporation. How the fuck is paying for a community center subsidizing political activism?
I love
Explain
it.
That logic to
so
me.
So much cognitive dissonance.
They
you
believe
know
corporations
I mean?
Are people. They
yeah.
believe corporations have First Amendment rights. Why are they punishing them for speaking out against? It's literally like in Florida, if you disagree with Ron DeSantis, he'll just use the power of the state to
You're
punish
fucked.
You.
It was Disney. Now it's the Rays and the Special Olympics. Uh-huh. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And conservatives stand for this? They yeah. like this?
First Amendment, though.
That's so true.
Freedom. Free market. That's really free market.
You caught them. Me there.
Yeah. Moving further north, though.
Oh.
It's time to reestablish our presence as number one geopolitical podcast.
We'll get it after that flub
with Brussels.
With Brussels.
We're
here to
back
take
stronger.
Back the throne.
We've been working in the gym. We've been getting ready. We've been studying up, watching film,
That's
and we're
right.
ready. So we're moving to Canada. We're moving to Canada
okay.
In this news week. After the Uvalde shooting, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called for a multitude of gun reforms.
Okay.
And it seems likely to pass parliament because they have a plurality. His party has a plurality, the Liberals.
Excellent.
And then I think the New Democratic Party adds on to their coalition to give them a majority.
Cool, cool.
So it's probably going to pass. And what this is the legislation wants to put a freeze on the sale and transfer of handguns and implement a mandatory buyback program of assault rifles and military-style firearms and also, you know, strengthen red flag laws, background checks, all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
These reforms are not only just because, like, they need it for, because, like, crime is increasing in their country.
Yeah.
But also, it's just in response to the American mass shootings.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy how what we do literally just affects the globe.
Yeah. Justin Trudeau said, quote, "We only need to look south of the border to know that if we do not take action firmly and rapidly, it gets worse and worse and more difficult to counter."
Yeah.
We're just a precautionary tale. Like, we are just an example to them.
I mean, it fair enough. We had 5 shootings just this past weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you explain that?
And it's at the moment, it's unclear if their ban on handgun sales will actually do anything. And by the way, I don't think that I'm like fully on board with the handgun ban. Uh-huh. I don't really know that it'll do anything, especially because a professor in the article I was reading, Joo-Young Lee, professor at University of Toronto, he said that the handgun measure might not do much because most of the guns used in homicides in Canada are just from the United States. And so banning handgun sales in Canada isn't going to stop anything.
That's
because they're guns from the United States.
Isn't it like decently hard to just get a gun in general in Canada?
I think so. I mean, it's much more rigorous of a process in Canada.
Yeah.
but a lot of the guns used in homicides, used in other crimes in Canada, just from the United States.
We should take notes.
Yeah.
We should take notes.
Again, our influence on our neighboring countries is so awful that we are indirectly causing violence in their countries. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. But I think Trudeau's also called for greater border patrol. Like,
yeah, but
presence.
Trudeau's
to
a communist, so.
It's true.
He's literally a dirty commie.
Obviously, Canada has no constitutional protections for gun ownership, so they can do this a lot easier than we can.
Yeah.
But it's so sad to see how quickly they can do this stuff.
Dude, I know. They can get things done.
I mean,
good for them.
Like I said, I don't fully agree with the handgun ban, but, like, good for them that they can get shit done and we can't.
Uh-huh. And it's like, the reforms they can implement in Canada, just on top of actually being able to be implemented, are far easier to implement because they don't have more guns than people.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've taken adequate measures to restrict gun ownership in their country.
Exactly.
Whenever bad things happen.
They don't have just every Tom, Dick, and Harry with an assault rifle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're not encouraging teachers to, like, own firearms in the classroom.
You can't have a fucking grenade launcher if you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
Gotta absolutely love that. I think that wraps it up on gun news for right now, though. We got a little bit later on in the show in our new unannounced section.
Got a little article for y'all.
Yeah, but we'll get there. We'll get there. next thing up on the agenda, though, is midterm coverage. And 2024 election coverage.
Looking ahead.
Looking far
future
ahead.
Future seeing.
You heard it here first, folks. So late last week, in a surprise turn of events, David McCormick conceded the Senate GOP primary for Pennsylvania to Mehmet Oz.
Shout out, Dr. Oz. I always knew you could do it. I always knew you could pull through.
He handed the nomination to Dr. Oz in a surprise twist.
Like,
I don't know.
I wonder why he would have done it.
At the time of the concession, the recount hadn't even been finished.
I think he was just getting bullied.
I don't know. My suspicion is that he either knew he lost ahead of time.
Yeah.
He was bribed somehow or, like, blackmailed somehow into just giving up the election to Dr. Oz.
Huh.
Maybe Trump came in and was like, bro, if you make me look bad, I just got clapped in Georgia. My endorsement lost by, like, 50%.
True.
You need to help me out. And I'll give you a position in my cabinet when I run in 2024.
Oh, fuck yeah. David McCormick, Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Because it's even stranger that he conceded the election because Oz, last time we checked, was only ahead by 1,000 votes.
It was insanely close.
Like, in a election, for a Senate election especially, uh-huh. millions and millions of people voting, 1,000 is so little.
Yeah.
It's 0.1%. Like, that's incredibly, incredibly low. But the Pennsylvania Secretary of State said that they're going to continue the recount anyway to get the final tally. That would be crazy if McCormick actually won, but he already conceded.
I wonder if he'll, like, come back. Like,
I don't know.
Could he even come back from that?
I don't think, like, concession's a codified thing.
I was going to say, I think, like, concession is just him just saying he's not going to proceed with it.
Yeah, remember back in the 2020 Democratic primaries for president, they were like, Bernie could still win. He conceded. He suspended his campaign, but it could always start again. And everyone's like, here's how Bernie could win.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people could write, when people wrote Kanye's name in, you know what I mean? Theoretically, he could have got that. He could have got the nomination.
So we'll see what McCormick does with this, or we'll see what Pennsylvania does with this, but McCormick conceded, so I guess it's Dr. Oz versus John Fetterman.
Or maybe, maybe he knows he might win. Maybe, like, there's a good chance that he thinks he's going to win, and he's conceding to look like the more moderate, like the more moderate option. So when it's like,
it's
oh
a
my
psychological
God,
battle.
He's like, oh my God, I won. I guess this is just a call from God to protect you all, to serve you all. It's the divine right of Congress, you know what I mean?
God stepped in and finished the recount. It wasn't the clerks. It wasn't the Secretary of State's office. God stepped in
and voted for me so that I could represent you and beat John Fetterman. That's a good grift.
It's just funny because it came right after Dr. Oz just declared victory on Twitter. Like a few days later, McCormick just conceded.
He said, fuck, he got me.
Pretty funny.
He got me.
Yeah, yeah. But in a shocking twist of events, we have some news for you on 2024.
Oh.
I got two candidates that might be running in 2024
from both
for
sides
president.
Of the aisle?
One from the Democratic side of the aisle, one from the Republican side of the aisle. So first up, let's talk about the Democrats.
Okay, okay.
New York Mayor Eric Adams thinks he has a chance if Joe Biden doesn't run in 24.
That guy, he's been doing a great job in New York.
So, according to the New York Post, an anonymous source close to Eric Adams has reported that he has indicated a number of times that he wants to run for president. The source said specifically, quote, he thinks New York is a national platform. He thinks the national party has gone too far left and he has a platform to win on.
He's a Republican.
Yeah.
I can't believe he swindled New York City into electing a fucking Republican.
Uh-huh.
It's actually insane. Dude's on the news like every other day talking about how we need to drop this defund the police act and just be more just avowedly pro cop.
Didn't he fund the police more?
Absolutely.
He's been literally
He's a cop. He literally is a cop.
He's been god awful on the homelessness problem.
Dude said, all right, there are homeless people in the subway. Let's just fucking kick them out.
Yeah, Eric, my solution to homelessness is beating the shit out of poor people. Adams
on God.
Wants to run for president. Like, that's all. He's so bad. And I don't know what's making him say this, because right now he has a 43% approval rating.
He also just ordered all city employees to go back to work, like, in the office, 40 hours a week, and absolutely no remote work, amidst a fucking COVID spike in New York City. One of the most densely populated areas in the country.
Yeah, like New Yorkers are going to hate him for being awful. And everyone else is going to hate him for being from New York. Like, who's going to vote for this guy? Like, within the Democratic coalition, and, like, God forbid, if he actually wins the primary, who's going to vote for
him? Like, if Rudy Giuliani couldn't do it in, like, 2001, after he was one of the most popular people in fucking America,
you
cannot
mayor.
Do it. Exactly.
He's America's mayor.
You can't fucking do it, Eric. Yeah. Please stop.
Michael Bloomberg tried to do it. Didn't work. De Blasio tried to do it. Didn't work.
Michael Bloomberg dropped, like, how much fucking money on his campaign? Like, $500 million just to get packed up instantly?
I think it was like in the billions. I think he, because what his net worth was like $60 billion.
I wanted to say it was in the billions, but I felt like that was like absurd. But no,
I think he spent a couple billion just like on ads. going fucking nuts. And then he got packed up after like three debates. Never came back.
How much did Bloomberg spend on his campaign? Oh my God, is it going to? He spent $500 million of his own money on his campaign, one of the greatest single campaign expenditures in American history. And then, I don't know if he could have fundraised anything. Nobody likes this guy.
He said specifically he wasn't doing fundraising. He said he was funding his entire campaign out of his own pocket. And maybe it was he spent a couple billion dollars afterwards on like ads and shit against
Donald
Trump
other people.
Or something like that.
Yeah, no, that would make
after
a lot of sense. But $500 million out of pocket of his own money.
That dude was also just a Republican.
Yo, this is why billionaires shouldn't fucking exist. Yeah. Like, nobody should be able to do that.
Yeah, imagine you're trying to like run for a House seat. Imagine you're trying to run for a state house seat, right?
Imagine you're trying to run for school board.
And for school board, and some billionaire comes in and just funds your opponent. Just like 100%. Like, you can't win.
No, absolutely not. It already costs like $10 million on average to win a Senate seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
This dude took $500 million.
Eric Adams, for some reason, thinks he's got a chance, and I have no idea why. He's denied these claims. Reporters have asked him, like, do you actually
claim to run? I'm sure he fucking loves the attention.
But he has said no. He doesn't want to run, but I kind of doubt that.
Oh, yeah.
He is, like, one of the weirdest people I've ever seen in politics before.
I know he also, I don't think we talked about it, or we may have mentioned it in passing a couple weeks ago. I think he took, like, $80 million out of some, like, public good. I can't remember what it was. It's an old story. He took $80 million out of, like, a public service fund, or, like, axed some public service or social safety net. And then it was announced a couple of days later that the city would be giving $80 million to build, like, a new stadium.
I love that so much.
It's like poetry. It rhymes with Ron DeSantis, yeah. You know, and what he's doing with the Rays.
He's so cool. He's so cool. I hope he runs. That would just be fun to watch the debates. Bro's done literally nothing for New Yorkers. I remember we covered him several months ago at this point.
Apartment burning.
When the apartment burned down and, like, however many people died from smoke inhalation.
He's the guy who told New Yorkers just to shut the fuck up and go back to work.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
I had literally nothing to say for those residents and just told them to get back to work.
He routinely gets on there. Doesn't he talk against the $15 minimum wage?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't he? He's like, they're unskilled workers. Yeah. Like, I know I live in, I'm mayor of one of the most, high cost of living areas in the country, but you're just not skilled enough.
He said, my chefs and my cooks are too fucking dumb to work in an office. They got to get back to work. That's literally what he said. Verbatim. That is a quote. Look it up. Not false information. Fact checkers, you can try to get me on that one.
He said, my chefs and my cooks are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They're beneath me. They're dumb.
Speaking of fucking idiots, though.
Oh.
We got a GOP candidate for 2024 presidency that we got to talk about.
Do tell.
And it is none other than former Indiana governor and former vice president, Michael Pence. He might be running for the 2024 GOP primary. And I say this. Duh. I say that this theory is a lot more subtle. You know, I don't have as much evidence as we do with Eric Adams. We didn't have a source, no major leak or anything like that. But he didn't rule out running in 2024.
Oh.
He was in an interview and somebody asked him if he would run in the GOP primary in 2024.
Who
even
the
if
fuck
it was against
is interviewing
Trump.
Mike Pence right now?
I don't know. I don't know. But he was in an interview. They said, would you run even if Trump was running? And he said, we'll go where we're called.
Oh.
We'll go where we're called.
Oh.
So there might be some divine intervention there. You know, when Mike prays at night with his wife in the room, the only woman that can be in the room with him. God might intervene and say, you got to run. America needs you, Mike.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what he thinks he's doing. Literally, the entire country hates him.
Everybody.
Except, I'm sorry, the Lincoln Project conservatives like him. But that's about it. That's like 12 people. Everyone on the fucking, all the fucking Trump people hate him. Everyone who's on the left at all fucking hates this guy, except maybe Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she wants some bipartisanship with him.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, damn.
Well, Mike Pence saved democracy.
You're right. You know
he's
what?
He's a savior of democracy.
He's going to run as a liberal.
This isn't the only piece of evidence I have for Mike running, though.
Okay.
Because he has also been visiting some early nominating states. He recently had, like, a little speech in Iowa, I think, with a bunch of people. And he also visited New Hampshire. So it's very, very telling of a potential 2024 run. And he's also been in a bit of a proxy war with Donald Trump with their endorsement competitions.
Who the fuck is getting a Mike Pence endorsement and winning?
Brian Kemp in Georgia is the most high profile
That's
one.
That's just like the easy dub, though. You know what I mean?
But he took it and it was high profile. So maybe, maybe
guys,
Mike Pence is running.
Proudly endorsed by Mike Pence.
Yeah, he took it.
Wow.
He took it.
Of course.
And of course David Perdue got fucking washed, so.
Damn. It's really showing the battle of two ideological titans, you know?
Yeah, two ideological titans. I don't know who on the planet is going to vote for Mike Pence because they literally wanted to kill him.
It's the guy who started the Lincoln Project. He's the one guy that's going to vote. He's going to write him in.
What like, political analyst did Mike Pence hire that told him, like, you might have a shot at this, sir?
Dude's like a private citizen now, too. Just, like, spend time with your grandkids. Yeah. Do something like that.
Like, I don't know. Who did he hire to tell him that he had a chance? Because most people on the right wanted to hang him outside of the Capitol. And then everyone on the left isn't going to vote for him because he's Mike Pence.
Maybe his wife just wants him to run so you can get him out the house.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe his kids fucking hate him. So and they're like, please just run again.
So he can hire an all-male staff.
Oh,
it's Pride Month. We can't judge that. It's Pride Month. It's a little fruity, but I won't judge it. I won't judge it. So I don't know. I think Mike Pence might run, maybe.
That'd be entertaining. I can't wait for the ticket to be like Mike Pence, the primary, to be like Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis. I know people want Candace Owens to run like as Ron DeSantis' running
mate. Ted Cruz again. Cancun Cruz, the senator from Cancun.
Ben Carson will make a reappearance.
Yeah. I can't think of two other candidates who would be less charismatic than these two. I can't think of two more just like absolute energy sucks that we could put on stage. Imagine if we get a general election of Mike Pence versus Eric Adams. I would leave the country.
Then I would have to leave. I would not like it so much that I have to leave.
This would truly become a geopolitical podcast.
I'd have to flee to Canada and bring my problems up there.
Then I'd vote for a communist Justin Trudeau.
So true.
That wraps it up on election news, though. I guess we'll see. You know, we got 2 years to wait for that. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. But there's a lot of time. A lot of things could happen in the meantime.
That's right.
A lot of things could happen.
Is it time for our new section, though?
I think it is.
Folks, I know that this entire show is basically based on talking about absurd news stories and making fun of them.
Exactly.
Our whole personality as a podcast is finding crazy news stories and trying not to cry after reading all the bad news.
Our brand, if you will.
Is absurdism.
Absurdism.
You know, being putrid. Putrid
bullying
news.
Politicians.
But we've got a culmination of news stories that deserve their own category. And I want to initiate a new section called Beyond Parody.
Oh, my God. What a snappy title.
These news stories are so fucking insane that I could not find a category to put them in because they're so unbelievably terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That they just got to be grouped together. They got to be grouped together.
We got a piece of legislative news. Uh-huh. And then we've just got some putrid statements and things people did.
Yeah. Just absolutely terrible.
So let's kick it off.
The first story of the brand new section. In celebration of Pride Month.
We could call it Down in Ohio, Swag Like Ohio.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Cue the song. In celebration of Pride Month, the Ohio House of Representatives said that they wanted to just make being a trans person even harder because they passed a bill that bans trans women from participating in girls' sports, but just trans women. It is only a bill about, and I looked it up because I was like, this article is only talking about trans women. Like, are they banning trans men?
It's got to include trans men on principle. No, like, just on principle, it has to.
The bill is called Save Women's Sports Act. It's all it is.
It couldn't be more of like the grift. Like, it couldn't.
Yeah. And I know it's even more of a grift because this bill, HB 61, was added last minute to another bill, HB 151, that was planned to be voted on like that night. And that one, HB 151, was just some like education reforms, typical conservative education reforms. Nothing
classic,
crazy.
Classic, typical take Martin Luther King out the classroom. Yeah, you don't have to teach that the KKK is bad.
You know, mainstream stuff.
Exactly.
But this one, HB 61, wasn't supposed to be voted on. It wasn't even supposed to be considered.
This is some underground shit. This hits hard.
Yeah. Was just slipped in, just added to the bill as an amendment. And passed at 11:15 p.m. that night. I think it was like last Wednesday or something like that. And you may be asking, okay, this bill is going to move to ban trans women from participating in women's high school sports, right? Mm-hmm. How are they going to do that? How is that going to be enforced?
Like, say someone enters high school, they're from a new district, and they pass. They perfectly 100% pass. No one would think that they're trans.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, what they're doing is if you are suspected of being a trans woman, they're going to do mandatory penis inspections. And I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. That is literally what this bill calls for. If it is passed by their Senate and signed into law, this bill codifies mandatory penis inspections.
They did it, folks.
Women.
They passed it.
Yeah.
Fine. It's been a meme for like 2 years. Somebody saw it, took it seriously.
Yeah. According to this bill, if anyone, or I guess I should say any woman that is participating in sports at any school, any high school in Ohio, they will be subjected, or they're required to receive an inspection of, quote, internal and external reproductive anatomy and their testosterone levels.
Internal and external.
Yes. Which means that, like, doctors are going to have to, without being too graphic,
get up in there.
What the fuck? In order to make sure that, like, everything's in place and they don't feel any sign that you could have been a man at one point.
Let me make sure you didn't just push your BB inside out.
Oh, God damn. That is the bill. That is the bill. And apparently, if any school district is suspected of violating this law and any student thinks that they have somehow been unfairly matched against someone who may have identified as a male, mm-hmm. may have been biologically born as a male, they can sue the school district.
Wild.
So school districts really don't have a choice but to just do it, you know, because they can't risk losing money.
They're going
to
fucking combust when yeah. they get an intersex kid who enrolls in the school.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, I mean, and this bill has no nuance. You know what I mean? Not. Like, what if some women just have higher testosterone levels? Sports is all about biological advantages. Like, the genetically superior human usually wins.
It's literally the sexual assault bill.
Uh-huh.
Like, just let them sexually assault kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane. You're going to have a girl who's got, like, some muscle on her, and it's, oh, my office.
Yeah.
My office after second period.
And, I mean, to be fair, it does have to be, like, a physician, but I wouldn't be surprised if it can be a school physician.
The school nurse.
Yeah, right.
Put an ice pack on it.
Yeah, you have to get like a signed note from a professional physician, someone uh-huh. who has like their licenses and shit. You have to get a signed permission from that physician that you pass all the penis inspections.
Imagine you're a coach. You're yeah. on like the girls lacrosse team and your star athlete says, "Coach, sorry, I got to miss the game because I have to go get mandatory penis inspection
yeah,
at the
I can't
local doctor's
play.
Office."
Someone thought I was too tall, had broad shoulders. I can't play. Like what is, like for the party that talks all the time about corrupting our children and literally fucking grooming.
Yeah.
For the party that talks about that all the time, it is insane how they are obsessed with the genitals of like a girl that wants to play volleyball in ninth grade.
You have to expose yourself to the state.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Small government though.
Wild.
Small
they government. Love protecting children.
Yeah. Yeah. And according to the bill, literally anybody can accuse them of potentially being a trans woman, and they got to go through with this procedure, the requirements, mandatory
Sorry,
penis
coach,
check.
I'm on my third penis inspection this season. Like,
apparently I'm too good.
This is getting absurd. I'm just crushing the competition.
Yeah. And all this will do is encourage people to hide their identities.
Yeah.
To avoid being punished.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, fundamentally, if we are just forcing people into hiding, that is going to wreak even more havoc on their mental health, which is already mm-hmm. a tough situation to deal with
yeah.
when half of the fucking country hates you for just existing.
And it's like, it's also just insane how this bill manages to be somehow worse than the one bill, I can't remember the state.
Utah?
The Utah
yeah,
bill
yeah.
that literally just banned one person from competing.
Uh-huh.
They literally implemented a statewide ban on transgender athletes mm-hmm. just to stop one girl from playing her sport.
It's fucking crazy.
Wild.
It is so crazy. All this will do is just increase negative mental health outcomes for trans uh-huh. people. Make them feel even worse about themselves, even more unaccepted by their community.
During Pride, too.
During Pride.
During Pride.
During Pride. And damn. I'll remind you all, we can speed run this.
Okay.
That women's sports are not in peril in any capacity.
Absolutely
trans women
not.
Are not threatening women's sports.
Oh, no.
And this is for a number of reasons. One, trans women are not, like, dominating cis women in sports. There's uh-huh. just not enough evidence to convince me that, for some reason, trans women need to be banned from participating in sports. It's yeah. just not happening.
Oh, no.
They're not taking scholarships. They're not, like, setting amazing records all the time. Like, in a country of millions of people, it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, like, one swimmer won a race.
Right.
Won one of her races.
Yeah, and then even then, like, many of them are just, like, coming in last, coming in the middle. Like,
uh-huh. they're having fun.
This isn't an epidemic. This isn't no. something that's happening across the board. Also, after hormone treatment, which is previously what the requirement was in Ohio, mm-hmm. It just seems like it's a pretty fair competition between trans women and cis women.
Exactly.
Because it's about the hormones.
Usually you have to wait like a fucking year after yeah. you start your hormone therapy, and you have to meet like strict testosterone level requirements.
Right. And like some people may argue, there's still ambiguity in the research. There's more research that needs to be done, perhaps. But there just isn't enough evidence to justify state discrimination. And at this point, mm-hmm. the state checking your kids' genitals. That is
fucking like, wild.
I cannot begin to express how fucking insane that is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And it's like the testosterone level thing is already problematic because you have women that are barred from, like, cis women who are barred yeah. from competing just because their levels are naturally high.
Right.
How do you reconcile that?
Yeah, and that was my next point is, like, with sports, it usually comes down to who is just genetically better.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what athletics is.
Uh-huh.
Like, are we going to ban tall women from participating in, like, girls' basketball
yeah.
in ninth grade or something now? Like, that's ridiculous.
Should I be able to play in the NBA?
Right.
Should I?
You're right.
Should I really? My 5'9 ass.
All of this is just hateful, hateful political positioning because conservatives in this country have no policy platform.
Absolutely.
They can only continue to win by relying on the bigotry of the people that elect them into office. Oh, yeah. It's an extension of the Southern strategy. People are afraid of trans people and they will weaponize that hate to get whatever they want because they do not care about trans people and they only want to win. They only understand what power means. And these people are fucking the demons of the earth.
It's fucking and crazy. And they're also messaging demons.
Yeah.
And Democrats just can't come up with anything to combat them. I found this fucking, this trigger warning Breitbart. I found this Breitbart article earlier, and the headline was, "Trans cyclist finishes first and second, kiss on podium next to third place mom holding her baby." And then they inserted an image, and it was just that. These two trans cyclists, they won first and second in this mid-ass cycling competition in the division that was strictly meant for trans women and cis women to compete against each other and whatever people to compete, and they won it. Okay, wow, they're great cyclists. They kissed on top of the podium, and then the third place lady's just holding her baby, like just for the picture. Yeah. And they posted that picture, and that was basically the article. There was the only like stuff that was written in this article was, wow, look at these two men kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane.
Like it's just completely non-falsifiable because they will find any example of a trans woman winning anything and hyper focus on that, but won't talk about the potentially thousands of times a trans woman comes in 8th place, comes in 10th place, comes in 12th place.
When was the last time you heard about women's cycling? Like a regular run of the mill women's cycling event.
Right.
Other than right now when I just told you about
it. They make fun of women's sports.
Exactly.
They don't care about women's sports. And now they are using the state to investigate your child's genitals while complaining that the Democrats are the ones that are indoctrinating and grooming your youth. Hell must be empty. All the demons are here.
Oh, God.
That's all this is. Fucking insane. God. Insane.
We moving on to the next one?
Next story, though.
Next story?
Ooh, Beyond parody, if you will.
I got it. We'll keep in line with some... LGBT, anti-LGBTQ news today. Okay. And I want to talk about some lady who's running for her school board at the Frederick County Board of Education. Okay. And I believe this is in Virginia. She went to their school's local like library, like the county library, and she found a pride display and checked out every single LGBTQ book just so nobody else could.
What the fuck? Why?
She said she wanted to make it a safe place for children. You know what one of these books was?
What?
How to Survive a Plague, the inside story of how citizens and scientists tamed AIDS.
She said it's Ronald Reagan's death anniversary coming up.
A book about the fucking AIDS epidemic.
Uh-huh.
This is too gay. This is too gay for the children.
Too political. Get politics out of my library.
She's running for school board, dog. Wow. Isn't that fucking wild?
Yeah.
I saw it and my mind was blown. She really went and just checked out all the books. That is beyond petty.
Like, I can't, it's beyond parody. I can't even come up with a joke about it. I'm racking my brain for, like, a riff I could do. I can't think of anything.
If this was an Onion article, I'd be like, damn, right. That shit is crazy.
No, like, this is a joke we would make about, like, book burning or something that we covered months ago, how they're, like, throwing out all of, like, the math textbooks that
she's
have black
people in
them.
She's too much of a pussy to, like, burn the books, though. Uh-huh. She's just going and checking them out, and she'll just renew until she can't anymore.
Yeah.
Just to stop someone from reading about the AIDS epidemic. I'm going to go check out all the Ronald Reagan books at our local library and just chill on them forever.
Oh, my God, dog. That is... it's beyond parody.
It is.
It's unbelievable.
Beyond parody, beyond petty.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping it aligned with Pride Month, though.
That's right.
We got another news story. This one about Christian Walker.
Oh, no.
One of the most extreme, one of the most just like visibly gay people you could think of. And I don't say that in a mean way. It's just true for him. You know what I mean? Like, that's no hate.
We bring it up because he's someone who routinely, like, quote, says, oh, I don't make my sexuality my identity like everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
Do you?
Christian Walker recently was on Fox News talking about his dad's campaign, and in his quest to be a right-wing pundit, he said that the LGBTQ plus in this country had never been oppressed, and the gay community needs to stop forcing their identity onto others. His specific quote, though, was, quote, "We see that the LGBT community pretend and act like they're these big victims when the country has never done anything to LGBTQ people before."
Never.
Never.
Ever. Not the AIDS epidemic. Yeah. Not the Stonewall riots. Not, what caused those?
Anti-sodomy laws. Gay marriage laws. The trans panic happening right now. Hate crimes. Like,
Christian Walker is also one of those people. He says, I'm not gay. I'm just like a guy that likes guys.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
And it's
bro.
Like, identify however you want, but I'm glad you understand what identifying is now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm...
He basically says, like, because he was talking about the black community as well. The question had something to do with, like, how the black community can get leftists out of, you know, their groups or whatever. And he was saying, like, he understands why people are upset about slavery and things like Jim Crow laws and stuff. And he was kind of saying that he understands that they have historical impacts while not saying it at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
But he was saying, like, I get why people are mad about that, but we had affirmative action, so it doesn't matter anymore. There's no reason people should be mad about gay people. There's no reason people should be mad about the problems the gay community is experiencing. They've never been oppressed in this country. So that's crazy.
He's clinically fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how he thinks the things that he does.
Bro almost acknowledged systemic racism just to be homophobic. It's crazy what bigotry can do.
In a way, he's the perfect token.
Yeah, for them.
He's the perfect token gay for the conservative party. But no, it's just ridiculous. Remember when he first dropped, like, on TikTok, and he'd come up and he'd say, you ghetto, nasty liberals?
Yeah.
It's a bar, by the way. Yeah. The way he hits it, the cadence, the flow. Anyway, I digress. And everyone thought he was, like, a social experiment. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought he was a parody account.
He's got to be a social experiment.
I didn't think it was real until, like, very recently. When, like, a little bit before he went on to Hassan, I was like, damn, this guy's actually, he's not capping.
Yeah. No, like, he is, I don't understand how he exists.
No.
He's so weird, like... And I'm not, like, not because he's gay, you know?
Oh, yeah, no.
But just because I don't understand him. I don't understand him. He can't be real in my mind.
He's just a bigot, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Spreading hate. I love how he says the LGBTQ have never been oppressed in this country. But, like, other than, like, the multitude of historical examples, like, right now, people are being oppressed in, like, Utah and Ohio because they're not being allowed to play sports that conform with their gender identity. Like... There's like present. I don't know. It's just another example of conservatives ignoring facts and logic.
And the one of the clearest examples of cognitive dissonance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He's got to hate himself.
He
right?
could be a fucking case study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be like internalized hatred of himself.
It's got to be because his dad. I'm pretty sure Herschel Walker is like vehemently anti-LGBTQ.
Uh-huh.
And the only way for his dad to accept him is to say, "Yeah, Dad, I'm not gay.
Mm-hmm.
I just like a little pee-pee."
I don't know. He is crazy. We can move on from this one, though. Yeah. I have nothing else to say about this. Is it time for some Beyond Parody gun news?
Oh, you want to get into some gun news?
Unless you got another one for Pride Month. Pride
I do
Month
not.
Themed. All right.
I do not.
You got it, or you want me to take mine? Because I got one, too.
You can take yours. You can All take right. yours.
All right. So in another Beyond Parody, Laura Ingraham had her theory as to why these school shootings keep happening, or why mass shootings in general keep
Laura
happening.
Laura Ingraham, from the Ingraham angle.
Yes, from the Ingraham angle.
At 11 p.m. on Fox.
One of, like, I had to watch some of her clips for this section. I got brain cancer.
More like, unhinged than Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, like, I'm set to die in, like, less than a year after I watch that. Like, that absolutely terrible thing
I have
experience.
The boomer lead brain.
Yeah, yeah. But her theory is that marijuana is causing these shooters to be violent. Her theory is based off some potential evidence that the last school shooter from Uvalde, that might not have even been the last one, the one that was last in national headlines, Uvalde, may have smoked weed like a couple of times. And she says specifically, quote, "Why aren't people in general not talking more about the pot psychosis, violent behavior connection?" Yeah, when I think of people that are high, I just think of extremely energetic and violent people.
Exactly. Yeah. The few times that I smoked, I got so violent. You know, I definitely didn't just chill on my couch and watch funny videos or anything. Yeah,
it's like the what was her name? The runner that got banned from the Olympics.
Oh,
for smoking weed.
Yes.
Even though it's a depressant, not a stimulant. Yeah. Sha'Carri Richardson. That's who it was. Sha'Carri Richardson. She got banned from the Olympics. It's like, it's that kind of thing. Like, it's a depressant big dog.
I can't. What's the audience for this? Who sees that and thinks, you know what? Yeah, why aren't people talking about this?
And then she also said, quote, people like Beto O'Rourke, they're fine with doing a run on guns. And I guess you could argue that if that's what you want to do, try to get rid of the Second Amendment. But yet they are completely oblivious to what the legalization of marijuana has done and is doing to the entire generation of Americans with violent consequences. Yes, yes. She was talking about the Uvalde shooter. Texas, where marijuana is illegal. You still cannot legally buy it in Texas.
Bro, one of my favorite conservative tactics is when they say something that they're right, people aren't talking about. Because they say something fucking just stupid and say, people aren't talking about this.
That's a classic Trumpism right there.
It is,
bro would be on stage at a rally and being like, the routers, not enough people are talking about it. Many people won't tell you this.
Exactly. Many people won't tell you. Me? Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah. I'm their biggest fan, in fact.
I feel like most of these shootings, maybe not most, but many in recent history have happened in states that still haven't legalized marijuana. Tulsa, Oklahoma, the one that happened in the medical center. Oklahoma doesn't legalize marijuana. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
How come people aren't talking about the pot violence connection?
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Many studies suggest, and then they just made it up.
That's got the same energy as Ted Cruz talking about fatherlessness in video games.
Oh my God, bro. Just add one door. Just have one door.
And God.
Have one door and have it be armed, or have it be protected by like 80 security guards. Have metal detectors so that they go off every time someone walks through with their laptop. Arm teachers.
Just plastic everything.
And lock the doors from the inside. Good guy with a gun will solve this problem.
That's right. Good teacher with a gun who's obligated to protect you. Not the police, though.
Yeah. Of course not. Of course not. You should be ready to lay down your life if you're a teacher. Sorry. That's just the truth.
The nature of the job. You know,
Radical Democrats don't want to talk about it.
If you don't like it, leave.
Radical Democrats don't want to talk about how weed is making everyone more violent.
Radical liberal.
She sounds
Raphael
like she's like straight out of the fucking 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the people complaining about like the hippies smoking and complaining about war. It's like, dog.
This is 100% like DARE propaganda.
Yeah. Reefer panic. That's what it is.
Oh, there you go. Reefer madness.
Yeah. Reefer madness. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. I love it. You got one?
Oh.
I think it might be your turn.
We're going to circle all the way back to talking about guns. Okay. And I'm going to bring you. I'm going to read you this article from redstate.com. If you don't know what redstate.com is, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's a conservative blog. Mm-hmm. That should be enough to know that this is just going to be the worst thing.
Trigger warning. Conservative blog.
That have ever graced your ears. And if you're one of the listeners who listen to State of Terror like with us, that one, that'll be coming soon. We're going to record that episode soon for Hiddle Book Club.
I'm behind. I have like 9 chapters left.
Exactly. That was awful. This is somehow worse.
Worse than State of Terror?
Worse than State of Terror.
I've been crying and punching and peeing all over the wall listening to State of Terror. All right.
The headline, don't bother me with your common sense gun-grabbing ideas. I'm not playing the game. Very aggressive off-rip.
This is just a blog? This isn't like a person in a position of power?
I hope not. I hope to God it's not. In like the bio for the person, it says they were like a former army captain or something.
Oh, of course.
I'm glad it's former. I hope it's former.
I hope it stays former. You never get called back in the line of duty.
Exactly. But anyway, let's get right into it. Over the last 2 weeks, the United States has had 3 high-profile mass shootings: Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So naturally, the gun grabbers are on the attack. And most Republican politicians are running like scalded dogs from any defense of the Second Amendment and the God-given right of free men and free women to own and carry the means to preserve their lives and the lives of others. In case you missed it, I'll read it again. Most Republican politicians are running like scalded dogs from any defense of the Second Amendment.
Who? They just did an NRA convention.
My brother and Chris, they're running from reporters. Like, that's it.
Yes. Who is, like, what? Find me some Republican politicians that are just, like, voting for the assault weapons ban.
Find me some fucking Republican politicians who are saying it's mental health, it's not the guns, we should arm teachers.
Yeah.
That's what they're all fucking talking about right now. Like, that's how I knew this was going to be gas.
Yeah. Perfect content for the pod.
That intro paragraph was how I knew this was going to be gas, and perfect for Beyond Parody, because this dude isn't living in reality.
Also, just like beyond that, in general, this narrative that Democrats are going to take your guns away is kind of fucking ridiculous because assault weapons ban's not going to pass. And I feel like most Democrats are just talking about background checks. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take your guns away.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
If you're committing crimes, but conservatives hate that.
Yeah.
Conservatives absolutely despise misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm. Goofy.
Anyway, we digress. There are reports of a bipartisan group of 10 senators working to come up with a gun control package.
10, that all
will
of
get,
them.
That will get 60 votes in Senate. Perfect, right? Just absolutely perfect narrative to push here. And then he goes and lists like 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans that are never going to vote for any of this. Joe Manchin was on the list.
Of course.
So that's fun. And he said, that should make you feel really comfortable. Last night, an obviously alded Joe Biden became a caricature of the old man shouting at the clouds. I love when people reference that because that's how I know you have no fucking creativity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whenever that comes up in an article, it's just bam right there.
Joe Biden can't speak. He has a stutter.
Haha, old man shout at clouds. Haha.
Old man said, little kids grab at my leg hairs. Exactly. Got him.
As he burbled enough and demanded that we do something. See my colleague, and then he plugs his colleague's post. Whatever, we don't care about that. Let's get back into it. There are 2 powerful impulses at work here. He linked the speech. The first I would attribute to the modernist hearsay and the anti-Christian belief in the in the perfectibility of man and the perfectibility of society by using government to eradicate all evils.
What the fuck is he talking about?
That's what people like you and me believe.
Bro lost me at anti-Christian.
That's what we believe, right?
Yeah,
what we believe. That's what all you should believe, right? Evil is mistaken for mental illness because the smart set TM, I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's anti-Semitic.
Based on how this article is just getting progressively more anti-Jewish, New World Order agenda-esque, I'm sure it's anti-Semitic.
Evil is mistaken for mental illness because the smart set could never bring themselves to believe evil exists. It's gotta be anti-Semitic.
Like, smart set?
Yeah, smart set. And then he puts a little TM like on the top of it.
What in the fuck?
I have no fucking idea, but I can almost assure you.
What if he had like added a link to that and it was like the Anti-Defamation League? You know, like the Jewish ADL?
Yes.
I would love that.
Anyways, it does exist. Evil is real. It is not a mere philosophical concept. Evil will find a way of acting out. The denial of the existence of evil leads to a belief that with enough systems, we can prevent the wrong people from acquiring firearms and using them to commit crimes. We can't.
You know, right to gun ownership was in the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. I think that maybe we could limit the amount of mass shootings that can happen. That means that I don't believe that people can be evil.
This is giving me the same energy of the dude at the NRA convention that said he could have gone in with a baseball bat and killed just as many people.
Exactly.
Like, evil's always going to find a way, except in other countries, evil isn't finding a way to do this.
Which is funny, because when he wrote "We Can't," it's a hyperlink that leads you to a page talking about an incident in Japan where a guy drove a truck into a crowd and, like, stabbed 7 people.
Okay.
Crazy how that also happens here.
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
And Republican politicians say, well, there's good people on both sides.
Imagine if he got out of the car with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I just love the leap here that, Democrats believe evil doesn't exist, but evil does exist. And because evil exists, you just have to sit back and do nothing.
Yeah. Evil exists, therefore I concede and they can win. I surrender.
Evil exists and you just got to take that.
Acceptable.
The ideas being circulated are as old and as tired as the members of the group discussing them. A ban on assault weapons, a limit on magazine capacity, waiting periods, age limits, and red flag laws. Based on comments by the dotard in chief, it seems that outlawing 9mm and .223 caliber ammunition could be on the table. We can't, you know, have shit in the hands of mere citizens that could, quote, blow your lungs out. Mass shootings occur in all jurisdictions, even those like New York that virtually ban modern sporting rifles.
Yeah, I wonder why, big dog. I wonder why.
These laws don't work where they're in place, so there's no reason to assume that they will work when they impose them on still more people.
I love that. Just acknowledging none of the nuance, saying that evil exists, therefore we should do absolutely nothing because it's always going to find a way.
Exactly.
I love it.
Evil can exist, so just lay back and take it.
Lay back and take it.
Let it rail you.
Yeah, and I mean, again, pushing the narrative that for some reason, or pushing the narrative that somehow they got it in their brains that Democrats want to take away every single weapon.
Uh-huh.
Like, when have they ever said that? The ban on assault rifles is the most, like, quote-unquote radical thing I've seen them try to do.
Yeah.
But even that's not going to pass.
Absolutely not. Like, and even if it did, it wouldn't be as effective as it was originally when there was an assault rifle ban.
Yeah.
Because so many people have bought assault rifles since then. So many have circulated.
And these same people are the ones that want big police forces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have it both way, big dog. You can't think that the government is trying to take your guns away and is going to be tyrannical to you. And also, you want to support the police force and have big police forces that are very strong and have tanks that roll through New York City. Who's going to be doing the tyranny? Who's going to be ordered to be tyrannical, big dog?
Y'all don't care when the government actually acts tyrannical.
Uh-huh.
You shout, just comply.
Yeah.
Just comply, please.
Uh-huh.
But you want to know what the second impulse is?
What's the second impulse?
Political cowardice.
Oh.
Stanton Evans, journalist and former president of the American Conservative Union, said, quote, "We have two parties here, and only two. One is the evil party, and the other is the stupid party. I'm very proud to be a member of the stupid party. Occasionally, the two parties get together to do something that's both evil and stupid. That's called bipartisanship."
I agree, Loki.
That's what I was thinking when I read it. I was like, yeah, you're right. There's an evil and stupid party. You just got them flipped.
Yeah.
You just got them completely flipped. Bro, and the stupid is a little evil.
Like when I said this, I don't know, last episode, a couple episodes ago, I feel like conservatives literally have their brains wired backwards. Like everything they want is literally just backwards.
No, especially after the fucking live that we did.
Yeah.
On
$15 minimum
Friday.
Wage? No, $0 minimum wage. That's what's going to help people. Give people more help, economic help, child tax credit, canceling student loan debt. No,
uh-huh.
Add to it.
Add to it.
Like,
add to it. Come on now.
Everything in their brain is just bad. Like, they don't understand anything about reality. It's crazy.
Like, this dude is not living in reality. Yeah. I want to live wherever he lives. It sounds like some fucking fan fiction universe.
We need to get whatever marijuana Lauren Ingram is smoking and give it to this dude. See what happens.
That might make him violent.
Oh, true. True.
I don't think this is the kind of dude we want to make a little more violent. The heady combination of evil and stupid is what's being brewed on Capitol Hill. On God.
On God, this dude.
On
based.
God.
This dude's a warrior.
No one actually believes that anyone on the Democrat side of the issue is negotiating in good faith. Kind of. Their objective is to abolish the right of Americans to own and use firearms.
Bro, where are they getting this idea? Nobody's trying to do that.
Not a single fucking person.
Nobody's proposed, let's repeal the second. Nobody.
No, there's maybe two. Maybe two people. Maybe two people have done that.
They're not arguing in good faith. When Chris Murphy's on the floor of the Senate, literally on his knees, begging them to do something about gun reform.
But this article is in good faith.
True.
This has all been in good faith because Republicans don't do anything.
Right. Well, evil's inevitable. If evil is inevitable and the Democrats are evil, then shouldn't you just do nothing about it? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you?
If Republicans are doing nothing about this, shouldn't we not vote for them?
Oh. Mm-hmm. But he's a part of the stupid party.
He literally has a redstate.org blog.
Yeah.
This is some, what's the American baseball? The fucking, that's a band. Never mind. The fucking Rodrier. This is some Rodrier level shit.
What is that?
The conservative, Chapo talks about him all the time. Conservative blogger.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm not caught up on the lore.
Fuck, I out of sync over
we
here.
We can't give them free promotion. We can't platform them.
So true. We can't platform Chapo Trap House. Anyway, their objective is to abolish the right of Americans to own and use firearms. There might be any number of noble motivations lurking behind the scenes, but the common ground they're searching for to make firearm ownership more difficult for those who can't afford private security guards.
Now they
it doesn't matter that they have noble motives, even though they're not arguing in good faith.
I love how they can just choose to understand economic realities just out of nowhere.
Between sentences.
Yes. In the same sentence, they can oscillate between understanding the economy and not.
In the space between a word,
yeah.
they can manage to understand these things. It all just comes back to them.
Yeah, they can think just like between sentences again that they can understand. It's amazing that they can just understand out of nowhere that, well, how will wealth inequality play into this gun issue?
Mm-hmm.
Like how richer Americans are going to be able to afford guns, but poorer Americans won't. You haven't thought about that, have you?
Mm-hmm.
But they apply that to nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
I love it. I love it so much. Given the presence of scary black rifles in the country and...
Wait, scary black... No way.
Scary black rifles. It's not a racist thing. That's okay. Just a thing. But you know he thinks black people are scary.
Well, he put scary and black next to each other. I cannot think that that's a coincidence.
Oh, don't worry. Wrong for that.
Okay.
Considering the context. Given the presence of scary black rifles in the country and the extraordinary rarity of their use in committing crimes, it's difficult to conclude that modern sporting rifles or high capacity magazines constitute a threat to anything other than the ability of the government to control its citizens.
Or fucking school children, maybe.
It shouldn't be hard to stand up and pronounce this truth. Oh, they have.
Yeah.
Oh, they have every single day since the Buffalo shooting. But for our so-called leaders, it is. Making this gutlessness more absurd is that according to a post by my colleague, sister, whoever the fuck, see Democrats hit two massive roadblocks in the path to gun control legislation, a majority of Americans believe we have enough restrictions on firearms in their ownership.
I don't think that's true.
That's just a fucking lie.
I mean, maybe in like a few surveys, some people may be just like acquiescing to that answer. Yeah. It's like 60% of Americans say they want more background checks. It's literally all about how you frame the questions.
Fucking literally, dude.
I love that.
So that's funny. Lying.
Yeah.
But wouldn't put it past them. You saw the intro.
Yeah, making shit up.
You all heard the intro.
Republicans are running away from this issue.
Notably, that's a big notably, things that could make schools safer, like hardening points of ingress and training teachers or parent volunteers to be proficient in firearms and armed, are not on the table. That, I'm convinced, is no accident. You're right, motherfucker. That is absolutely not an accident. Those aren't on the table.
First of all, his party is talking about those things.
Yeah.
And they should not be on the table.
You can't get away from conversations about those things.
Bro, I cannot imagine that, like, the last thing students want is their parent at their school. And yeah, they definitely don't want their dad to be walking around with an AR-15 at their school. Bro, oh my God, dog.
Imagine an overprotective father fucking shooting your crush for asking you to prom.
Bro, let me just like paint a picture for you all. We've seen over the last several months, over the last year or so,
yeah,
how many parents are willing to go scream at school board members
wild
about CRT, about quote-unquote grooming. Imagine if then we gave parents guns to roam the halls in those schools. That is the worst
just
idea.
Volunteers,
of
any of them, uh-huh, anyone that wants to can just come up here and just chill.
Yeah.
Imagine you miss the bell, bro.
Oh, my God.
Imagine you go to the bathroom without a hall pass. You're fucked. You're done for.
Bro, they're just escalating. Just escalate as much as possible. One door, have parents roam the halls with guns. Every window is bulletproof. Every window's got bars on it, uh-huh, in fact.
Imagine a teacher starts teaching CRT.
Oh, my God.
While a parent observer's there, they just whip it out.
Imagine some, like, history teachers talking about MLK. The Black Panthers. They're talking about the Black Panthers.
No. They said, well, the Black Panthers actually weren't as radical and violent as people.
And a teacher just, or in a volunteer parent walks by. Thinks that that's communism. Like, not a very safe learning environment, my guy.
I love it. I love it so much. Back to the article.
Okay.
I'm not interested in discussing any of these common sense solutions.
Clearly.
Because in my view, they're either a greater evil than the evil they purport to prevent, or they are meaningless acts of virtue signaling. In particular, the red flag laws place your liberty and property in the hands of the nutbags at the American Psychiatric Association, who literally decide what mental illness is, and by extension, that makes you vulnerable to anyone who doesn't like you or your politics. If you don't want a modern sporting rifle and 30-round magazine, don't buy them. If you want to know why I need them because fuck you.
Bro, I think this guy might be mentally ill.
That's what I said. That when he said the nutbags at the American Psychiatric Association literally decide what mental illness is, like, yes, motherfucker, that's their job. Yeah. Like, they are professionals. They are the you realize that everyone kind of decides what things are, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have professionals deciding things.
Yeah.
Your doctor decides what back pain is.
Uh-huh.
Like,
and they're the ones that are calling, like, being trans a mental illness.
Uh-huh.
They're the same ones that back, like, before gay marriage was legalized, even now, they would call being gay a mental illness.
Yeah.
It's not natural.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't use the word partner. That's a gay word. Like, like these are the same people that try to diagnose everybody else. But then when somebody's like, well, maybe we should do this so that kids aren't dying in school, he's like, no, that's a greater evil than kids literally dying.
No, literally. I'm sorry. I have to wait maybe 2 weeks to get my background check before I can get my fucking rifle that's just going to sit in a gun safe, or yeah, I'm going to use to do something bad. That's more evil than someone killing kids?
Yeah.
Insane.
Party of family values, the party that wants to protect children, so does not give a fuck. Again, as I said last episode, they think that the cost of having the right to bear arms is that kids got to die sometimes.
I wouldn't be surprised if in Florida, fucking Ron DeSantis signs a bill into law that's just a Keeping Your Kids Safe Act, and it's just to give teachers straps.
Yeah.
But the teachers have to buy them, just like every other fucking classroom material.
Yeah.
They have to buy their crayons, they have to buy their cardboard paper for mandated art projects, they gotta buy their Elmer's glue, and then they have to buy their Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Just all, every year before school.
I think it was Fox News, some pundit was on talking about how teachers need to, like, be strapped up.
Yeah.
They need to have guns. And then they were talking about, like, send them to training. Require 3 weeks of training. Like, do whatever you have to do. Make them get a license to carry a gun. Like, whatever you have to do, we just need these people to be able to carry weapons to protect our children. You're describing common sense gun reform.
You know what? You know what?
Make them pass a test. That's what they were saying. Like, come on.
Why don't we arm our students, too?
Yeah.
Why don't we arm the principal? Why don't we arm everybody?
Yeah.
And see how that doesn't escalate things.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
Just open carry. Every student have just a strap on them everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
Just straight up. Just
AP weapons and ammo, baby.
On the belt, walking around like fucking Han Solo.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just quick on the draw.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, he ends the article by saying, okay. I will not engage in the process of negotiating away my rights and the rights of my children because you don't like guns and are afraid. I don't need your approval. I will not play this stupid game. Dog,
that sounds
words. I think the life of your children supersedes, like, a right.
Uh-huh.
A right.
Uh-huh.
That's not even, like, fundamental. Remember, people, rights are not God-given.
Uh-huh.
They are not real things, you know. We, as a society, decide what rights are and what they should be. That can change. They're not infallible.
And none of them are infinite, by the way.
Absolutely.
Like, at some point, all rights have to be restricted, regardless of what they are, because if they go too far, they have the potential to take rights away from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Kids that die in school will never get to exercise their Second Amendment, right? Because they're dead, because we didn't do anything about it.
Wild. Wild.
Almost as if gun regulations protect people's rights.
What happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be very happy if I even survived a school shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, crazy. Mm. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, like, and he even said in his article, like, it's not mental health. There's just no solution to the problem.
He said that, like, the nutbags at the American Psychiatric Association, like, I want to know what this guy's smoking.
Yeah.
I would like to dissociate as hard as he is. You know, like, if he actually genuinely believes these things, he's not even like a Fox News watcher. He's not even like a Newsmax OAN watcher. This guy follows like 40 people on Twitter who all themselves have 30 followers who are just posting the wildest shit.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he gets his news.
The most anti-Semitic things possible.
He's subscribed to people on YouTube that have like 30 subscribers and just TikToks that got 15.
Uh-huh.
Get 2 views on average and both of them are him. Just spewing the wildest fucking theories.
And anytime he talks about wealth inequality, it's George Soros. George Soros. Or Bill Gates. Maybe Bill Gates too.
You want to talk about Elon Musk? What about George Soros?
Yeah. Why isn't he up there on that list?
Why don't you put George Soros up there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's very bad.
Yeah.
You know he's an enemy of the state in Hungary?
Oh, fuck. I can't believe people like that exist.
I know.
That's so terrifying.
It's kind of scary that people like that exist.
I should have unfettered access to weaponry. And if kids got to die to make that happen?
People who post articles like this should automatically be thrown into like a 72-hour psych evaluation. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like,
put them on a red flag list.
I'm not kidding. This dude should not be able to own a gun with the type of things that he said in here. What is smart set? Like, I want to know. I feel like I won't be able to find it if I look it up.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to go through like 30 different websites just to get to like a forum talking about it.
Maybe someone can correct us in the comment section.
Maybe it's something that I just don't know about. Maybe I'm just ignorant.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm sure it's still anti-Semitic. Though
somehow there's gotta be like a kernel of anti-Semitism in there somewhere.
It's like that dude on TikTok who says Jewish or anti-Semitic. Definitely anti-Semitic. 100%.
Gotta be.
Just the energy in that article.
There's no option.
The context clues, if you will.
Oh my goodness. I think that sums it up for our Beyond Parody section.
True.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was something else.
That was phew.
Might be commonplace here. I feel like throughout the duration of the pod, you know, we've almost been doing this for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, it'll be a year. I can't help but feel like the news stories are getting fucking worse and worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, worse in, like, a devastating way. Uh-huh. You know, people's rights are being taken away, but also worse just, like, how is this happening?
Everybody knew that when Biden won, news would just go back to Obama culture war. Yeah. But this is Obama culture war on fucking 10.
Yeah.
Like, wow. The culture war then was, I don't think gay people should get married.
Well, it was that, and it's like, Obama wears a tan suit, Michelle Obama looks like a man. Like, that's what it was. Like, pretty bad stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, manageable, you know?
Exactly. A lot more manageable than this.
But now it's like, trans people are literally the assaulting devil. Your children, and they're the devil.
Trans people are the devil. Arm your teachers.
Yeah.
Arm parent volunteers. Yeah. Turn schools into prisons.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They heard the school to prison pipeline and didn't know what it meant.
Great so replacement theory. Like, it's bad.
This good school to prison pipeline? That sounds like a good solution to gun control.
You know that that diagram where it's like strong men create good times create weak yes. men, weak men create bad times create strong men, and goes in the circle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't know what section we're in. I think we've fallen off of the chart. Like, I think we are just irreparably damaged.
I think we're just too far gone.
Yeah.
We've stared too long at the abyss, and it's staring right back at us in the form of redstate.com.
According to Joe Rogan, you know, when he overlaid it on the political compass test, apparently we are in an anarcho-communist society that is in the weak men, bad times period.
True. True.
So I'll just believe what he says because he never lies.
He's smart.
Yeah.
You don't understand. He has a lot of followers.
It's true. He must be doing something right.
A lot of people believe.
I think that sums it up for the episode.
That does.
I appreciate you all for listening. Before we go, though.
Shouting out the angel investors.
The angel investors, the financial backers, and the people that keep us alive.
I would like to remind you. If you enjoy the pod so much that you listen this far.
Right, you must enjoy it.
And you're not a patron yet. Patreon.com/headintheoffice. That's all I'll say.
It's fucked up that you aren't even a, like, it's kind of an insult.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
It's Pride Month.
I'll leave it at that while we read off the name of these very cool people.
Like, we're two, you know, cis straight men, but, it's Pride.
Guys, shouldn't Pride include everybody?
There's a plus at the end.
Guys, what the fuck else does the plus mean? It's so vague.
This is a joke for legal purposes.
I'm sorry.
Special thanks to Cricket Scrapbook Layouts, Nikki Nine Lives, Caden Kraut, Terrence Nicholson, Chris the Postman, Christy Beck, Talia Katz, 40% Spite, Andrew Harris, Mike Chaplinsky, Mattias T, John G, The B-Plot, Clayton LaForte, Ash Fairblood, Mark Yeager, Sarah McRoberts, Derek Messina, Dylan B, Satan's Menstrual Cycle, The Mind Sculptors, Kaz, Caleb Joy, Jim Bobs, Carl D, Rich Toro, Tari, Gavin Meyer Maldonado, Hunter W, Fergalaki, Max Vazquez, Jacob Rogers, and my mom. Thank you all for supporting the show on Patreon. If you all want to go check out the Patreon, check out the benefits, you know where to go.
You know what to do.
We got lots coming up. Make sure to tune into our lives. We'll do some of those soon again.
Lives are fun. You know, that's why you got to tap into the social medias.
Go to the second YouTube.
Hit that notification bell. Make sure to smash that like button down below.
Follow, subscribe, do whatever you got to do. Stay updated, and thanks for listening.
Exactly. Have a good week.